USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is North Korea doing an about-face when it comes to next month's planned summit with the United States? It is now complaining about the U.S. continuing with joint military drills with South Korea, threatening that it could lead to a cancellation of the summit. A State Department spokeswoman says,
"We have no information on that whatsoever."
Heather Nauert saying at yesterday's State Department briefing,
"What we have to go on is what Kim Jong-un had said before, that he understands and appreciates the importance to the United States of having these joint exercises. The Republic of Korea has as well. We've received no formal or even informal notification of anything."
But it's apparently more than just those drills. North Korean media is saying that they're also considering pulling out of the summit because of the Trump administration's insistence that the North end its nuclear program. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley makes strong remarks blaming the terrorist group Hamas for the violence at the Gaza-Israel border that's killed dozens of Palestinians, and her remarks are getting support from the U.S. State Department, as we hear from John Clemens.
That support came from Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department, who said the leaders of Hamas have incited the attacks against Israel.
We have had many Gazans who have suffered from the loss of medical care, not being able to have access to enough medical care, not having access to consistent electricity, food, jobs, and many other things as well. The misery that is faced by people in Gaza is because of a result of Hamas.
People on Hawaii's Big Island getting more and more worried about a possible eruption of the Kilauea volcano. After nearly three dozen earthquakes shake the island, scientists say a huge eruption could come any time now and could launch boulders into the air. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A California judge striking down a state law that lets terminally ill patients get a doctor to help end their lives. A Superior Court judge in Riverside County yesterday overturned the law, but put a stay in place, giving the state 5 days to appeal to a higher court. The 2015 law applies to Californians diagnosed with less than 6 months to live, and more than 100 people have used it so far. The judge ruling the law was unconstitutionally passed when it was approved in a special session. North Carolina, the latest state where thousands of teachers are expected to march on the Capitol today to call for higher wages and greater education funding. Hundreds of schools are to be closed today for what's being called the March for Students and Rally for Respect. The demonstration coincides with the state legislature's return to session. Organizers of the march claim the state's one of the worst in the nation when it comes to the amount of money spent per student. And we made it, Earthlings, but it was a close call when a huge asteroid did go speeding by the Earth yesterday. That asteroid, 2010 WC9, roughly about the size of the Statue of Liberty, and it cruised past us at about half the distance to the moon. Astronomers discovered the asteroid in 2010. What's disconcerting is they say they lost it for 8 years until it popped back up on their radar earlier this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.